You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the card at Ballinrobe, which kicks off today at 4:25. A bonus card as well. We've got eight races to look at over the jumps from the Irish venue. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on the line to take a look at all the runners and riders for each race is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Sam Norris, how are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Looking forward to another decent day's action, particularly that's spiced up by Ballinrobe tonight. I think we missed a bit of Irish racing, if we're being truthful, in last night's show. Yeah, it went quite smoothly, but it was nice to have some Irish jump racing to talk about, and that's exactly what we've got tonight. We've got eight races as well, so that'll be good. Takes us all the way through to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing on Monday on the Irish front, but we've got a good card here. Eight races to enjoy, and it's time to dig out the soft ground form again, Andy. There should be plenty of juice in the ground.
Oh, yeah, there will be, yeah. Plenty of rain over in Ireland. Most of the provincial tracks have soaked it up in quite large quantities, and Ballinrobe's no exception. Plenty of soft ground horses. Also, lots of horses that have been around the track numerous times and have got a bit of back class under such conditions. So those are the ones I'm going to be concentrating on tonight.
OK, good. We'll start then with the 4:25. This one is a maiden hurdle over extended two-mile trip. 18 of them down to go to post for this one. And time for Mabel is your 11-10 market leader. 3-1 for Way Wild West. Sam King is 7-2. It's 12s by that front three. What did you like here, Andy?
Well, I'll probably go with time for Mabel here. Tentatively, though, at the same time. I'm putting 2-2 together, really, because although she hasn't run on soft ground so far in her two attempts in Ireland, over hurdles and on the flat, all her form in her native homeland was on a soft surface. So I'm hoping that she adapts to the conditions here tonight. She ran respectably well at Kilbeggan on her first start over hurdles for these connections when third behind the inform Rock on Fruity that was down in Kilbeggan. That race has got a reasonable shape to it. And she also performed to a good standard on the flat behind a lovely horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Sherlock Holmes. That was at Bellystown. Just looking as though she probably didn't quite get home on that occasion over that mile six. So I think this trip tonight, 2 miles on soft ground, should be ideal. She's had now the benefit of a couple of runs. And her opposition looks fairly modest and thin on the ground, to say the least. You've got to have a huge dollop of forgiveness last time out for Way Wild West's performance here when sent off favourite. Might have just needed the run, would be the only excuse you'd throw at that one, but ultimately a horse who's yet to win a race in 12 starts and was a well beaten short price favourite doesn't leave you with a great deal of confidence. And Sam King also is another one who's still yet to win a race, albeit did run quite well down in Tramore the other day, but again another horse who hasn't got soft ground form. So all in all, this one does look fairly good for the favourite. Around about 5-4 this morning. That looks a reasonable bet in what looks a modest contest.
OK, time for Mabel then in the opener for Andy. They've already come for that one this morning in from 6-4 to 11-10 already at the time of recording. The next race on the card from Ballinrobe comes up at 4:55. This one is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. And he is top class, is the market leader here at 5-1. 6-1 for Pleaser's Punch. Pielo is 13-2. 7-1 for Marvellous James and Emmy Lou. Balafilo is 8-1 and it's 10s bar those. This looks a pretty open contest, this one, Andy. Quite a few chances.
Yeah, it does, but I quite like this race, though, Sam, at the same time. I certainly think the favourite is the right one. He's top class, and he certainly would be a valid winner here. And it would be certain compensation for the connections who had to go through the heartbreak of this horse getting disqualified and thrown out after he won in Sligo last time out. One of the most strangest, bizarrest decisions I've ever seen. I think this horse won fair and square on the day, albeit he just did slightly edge across Whiskey Galore after he jumped the last, but it certainly wasn't enough to prevent this horse from losing it. If it would have been in this country, he would have definitely kept the race, but the Irish stewards took umbrage to that slight wayward manoeuvre. And unfortunately, he lost the race in favour of Whiskey of Galore, who I think was having about his 50th run. Never ever looked like winning a race, and for lucky connections there, he got handed it on a plate. So, chance for compensation here for Donald Hassett, 7-year-old. He'll go on the ground, and he's gone around the track a few times before, so that's not a problem. But he's up against a horse who also, similar to him, has got plenty of form here at this track, and that's from the locally trained Balofilo, trained by Mello Cullinan, who's got plenty of horses over the years who've run well here. Including his old favourite, Georgie. And this horse runs in the same colours, of course. Two good runs on his dance card here at Ballinrobe in recent times. Certainly enough to suggest to me that he's going to run a good race here at 8-1 this morning. He was second behind the Inform Mossy Island last time out, running another good race off the back of a run back in July when he was fifth. I think he would have probably finished second or third that day had he not made a horrendous blunder at the last. He landed on his back legs and couldn't get going again, unfortunately. So he ended up finishing fifth. So basically what you're looking at is a horse who obviously clearly comes good here at his local track, and conditions are very much in his favour tonight. So it's hard to see this horse not running a good race. And as I said, he's a nice price as well.
OK, Balofilo then in that 4.55 for Andy. The next race we've got for you comes up at 5.30. This one is a 2.5 mile mare's handicap hurdle. And Trinasil is the 11-4 favourite here. 7-2 for Black and Amber Vic. Troubled Soul is 7-1. Same price about Wait and See and Chris Kindle. 8-1 for Mistress Mole and 10s bar those ones. The Jessica Harrington charge here goes in search of a hat-trick, Andy, but this looks competitive enough. Should be kept on her toes.
Yeah, she's in good form and I've come for her a couple of times at Kilbeggan and she's managed to win on both occasions. But I do think she's very much suited to that track, certainly on the evidence of my eyes anyway. And good ground also is probably more in her favour than the softest surfaces tonight. I think she'll handle the ground OK, but whether she's quite good enough to cope with one or two lightly awaited opponents, I wouldn't be absolutely convinced by. And my best bet on the card comes in this race. Bookmaker this morning went 7-1 as big as Black and Amber Vic, which seemed a bit of a gift from the gods, to be honest, because she's trained by local handler Norman Lee. And for regulars that tune into racing here at Ballinrobe, you'll know that this horse simply adores it here at this track. She was unlucky to bump into stable companion Supreme Vic, who went on to win again next time out. That was back here in mid-July. Just found the 2 mile one a little bit too short for her on that occasion. Never really got into the race, and same comments apply at the Galway Festival on a much livelier surface. But stepped up in trip to today's distance of 2.5 miles on soft ground. She was absolutely deadly here last time out when she beat two informed performers, Crystal Earth and a Fat Cat. She looked like getting engulfed as well on the home turn when those two horses came at her, but she found plenty for pressure and in the end ran away from those two and ran out quite a convincing winner. She's got similar conditions tonight. She's got a very lightweight. Luke Dempsey actually takes three off, which is obviously going to be a bonus. And it's hard to see her not running a huge race here tonight at a beloved track. So Black and Amber Vic, if you can still get the prices available with some firms this morning in around the 5-1 mark, I think you'd be doing yourself a huge favour there.
OK, Black and Amber Vic then getting a strong selection for Andy in the 5.30. Next up, we've got the 6 o'clock. This one is a 2 mile, 7 furlong handicap hurdle. And the Informer is your 9-2 favourite this morning. 5-1 for Colm's Dream. The Fitz Lady is 6-1. 13-2 for It's on the List. Luke Chapala is 7-1. 10s bar those. How do you play this one?
Again, another horse that seems to come alive here at this track is Val O'Brien's It's on the List, and he's going to be the choice. Despite him not winning a race in 18 starts, it surely can't be too long before this horse breaks that unwanted hoodoo. Was unlucky here last time, had to bump into Mickey Winters, his well-backed favourite, Winter Breeze, who obviously was a cut above the opposition. But that was a good run in a decent maiden hurdle. Prior to that, ran well in a good handicap here behind Sun Pride. Just made a little bit of a mistake at the last, which kind of like knocked its winning chance out of the park. But those two runs again signify to me that he's right on top of his game at the moment and clearly suited to this course, like a lot of Val O'Brien's horses are. He'd certainly give the Informer a decent opportunity here, or a decent shout. He was a good second the other day in quite a decent handicap. And Colm's Dream's another horse who's been playing his trade really well over the summer period, although he would probably want slightly better ground. So in a wide open race where lots can be given chances, I'm quite keen on this up that's on the list to run another solid race around the track that he clearly enjoys. And he's around about a 7-1 shot this morning.
It's on the list, gets the pick then in the 6 o'clock. Next up, we've got a 2 mile, 1 furlong chase at 6:30. Cervelo is the favourite here at 13-8. 3-1 for Arnaud. Enjoy Responsibly is 4-1. 5-1 for Pass the Hat. 20s bar those. And the Giggenstown operation are mob-handed here, Andy. They've got the first three in the market. Does the winner come from that trio?
Yeah, I'd say it would. But not necessarily in the order the betting suggests this morning for me anyway. It's not often you get a Cheltenham Festival winner shipping up at Ballinrobe in the middle of August, but we have that here in the shape of Cervelo. Of course, won the county, not the county hurdle, the Grand Annual a couple of seasons ago. And he bounced back to form at Punchestown two starts ago when he beat a good field in convincing fashion. But in between times, he's been rather difficult to predict. He can be a little bit hit and miss. He has to have everything go for him, as we know. And in a smallish field here where tactics and good jumping are obviously a prerequisite, it might not necessarily be as straightforward as his rating and his odds suggest. Therefore, I think we might get a little bit of a shock here with the other two Giggenstown horses. In particular, Enjoy Responsibly, who hit the ball out of the park on the figures last time out in Killarney. It was a race where I've touched upon in several subsequent podcasts and highlighted the form. The third horse has won at Galway, Empresario. And if we need any more kind of a nudge how good this form is, Shanahan's Turn, who actually finished last of the four, the 13 finishers on that occasion, of course went on to win the Galway Chase himself. So I think we're looking at a very decent bit of form here. This horse jumped for fun that day. They obviously made plenty of use of him and put his jump into good use. And he simply run away from a really good field in a very fast time. If he can replicate that performance here tonight in a small field, which there's no reason why he shouldn't, I do think Henry de Bromman's charge is a good value bet here, despite him having a few pounds to find on the ratings. He's around about a 4-5-1 shot this morning. And I think that's a really good value bet in that 6:30.
Okay, Enjoy Responsibly then in the 6:30, Frandy. Next up, we continue with the chases at 7 o'clock. Another 2 mile, 1 furlong handicap chase this time, where Old Castletown heads affairs at 7-2. 4-1 for Dandridge. Valor's Minion is 4-1. 5-1 for Tis a Mystery. 13-2 Golden Ticket. And it's 12-1 bar those. Quite a few arrive here in winning form, Andy.
Yeah, they do, yeah. And one of those winners I'm going to select, and that's Tis a Mystery. He was really tough in victory the other day down in Tipperary when he beat Lily the Lioness by a couple of lengths. And, of course, Lily the Lioness had been in good form prior to that performance. Beat a horse called Tempo Mac at Wexford in a very quick time, so she was obviously no pushover. And she went on to thank that form herself with a win next time out at the Galway Festival over hurdles. There was long distances back to all the rest. As I said, the time of the race was very good. And there was plenty of cuts in the ground as well that day, so tonight's conditions shouldn't be a problem for Henry de Bromhead, 7-year-old, and he's a quite a solid jumper as well. Obviously, there are plenty of dangers. Horses that come in good form, such as Old Castletown, who load the colours of one of my strongest bets of the day on the podcast. I'll take it from here at Tremor. Although he did get the run of the race that day, they went off quite quickly in front and things set up perfectly for Ted Walsh's 6-year-old. And as I said, Valor's Minion as well is another horse who we've got to certainly consider. He was a good winner down in Kilbeggan the other night, although all his best forms on a sand surface, so I'm not sure whether he's going to be able to run up to that kind of level tonight. Really trapping wide of an event, but if Tis a Mystery can run to that speed figure he did in Tipperary, he's going to be hard to kick out the frame at 5-1.
Okay, Tis a Mystery then getting the vote in that 7 o'clock. We'll move on then to the penultimate race of the day from Ballinrobe at 7:30. This handicap chase is over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. Abata is 4-1 from 6-1 this morning. Katie Doo, 5-1. 6-1 for Bendala Blue. And it's a 6-1 for Survivor, who won this event last year. Backed in from 8s. 14s bar those. Money's come for a couple of these this morning, Andy.
Yeah, I can certainly see why there's been money for Survival. He's going to be one of the horses I've put up against the field here. It's another classic case of a local trainer laying a horse out for a prize that he's won before. And there's a good chance he can duplicate that performance last year, albeit on slightly different conditions than it was last time around. On that occasion, Norman Lee's 10-year-old jumped really well and stayed on well to win quite snugly in the end. Funny enough, actually, Abata was favourite to win that race last year for one reason or another. Val O'Brien's charge didn't run up to form, but subsequently and since then, Abata's run a very consistent or run to a very consistent level, including last time out at Kilbeggan. So both of these two horses clearly been teed up for this race again. And I'd probably bet the two against the field. So Survival, who won this race 12 months ago, and Abata, who has been in really good form of late, are my two to concentrate on in that particular contest.
Okay, a couple to think about there in the 7:30. We'll round off the card tonight at Ballin Road with the 8 o'clock. This one is a beginner's chase. 2 miles 7 is the trip again. It's Asda Furbay, who is the 8-13 favourite. 5-1 for Letta McAward. Tavern Times is 11-2, 7-1 Gold Patrol, and 10s bar those. Favourite here then, the Mullins runner, arrives here off 5 consecutive second place finishes. Can he get his nose in front today?
I hope he can, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with this horse's mental stability. A lot of people are questioning him, having finished second on his last 4 starts. But you look at the horses he's been running against and the kind of company he's been keeping him. Airlight Supreme beat him at Thurles. The job is right, of course. Finished, I think, second or third in the 4-miler at Cheltenham, was ahead of him at Punchestown. He got beat by a horse who subsequently won next time at Kilbeggan in the shape of Carriganog. And Chantu Fly is certainly now back number. He's a very highly rated hurdler. He finished second or third in a Grade 2 hurdle at Navan last year. So there's been absolutely nothing wrong with Asda Furbay's performances. He's just been really unlucky. This represents his best chance. He's a front runner. He jumps well. He goes on the ground. And to all intents and purposes, his opposition looks quite weak here, certainly not to the standard he's been running against of late. Letta McAward had the race on a plate down in Tremor, but squandered it. He got beat by Broughton Bandit when he looked as though he got it in safe keeping. Tavern Times certainly would be a danger if he could replicate some of his hurdle form, but so far today in his 2 runs over fences, he hasn't been able to do so. And Gold Patrol looks as though he's just lost the plot in recent times ever since he's been gone over fences. He hasn't quite hit the heights of his hurdle rating. So I think this is very much Asda Furbay to lose, and the price looks about right.
OK, so Asda Furbay then for William Mullins and Brian Cooper in the last 4. Andy, if you could just remind us, please, of your 8 selections for the action tonight at Ballin Road.
Yeah, bumper 8 race card tonight at Ballin Road, beginning with a weak-looking maiden hurdle. Certainly a race at time for Mabel should be up to winning, and that is the selection. Then we get on to the track specialists. Balafilo each way in the 4.55 makes quite a bit of appeal of an 8-1. And up of the night is Bally Amber Vic in the 5.30. If you can still get in and around 5-1 for that, I don't think you'd be too far away. Another track specialist in the shape of On The List. It's On The List in the 6 o'clock. It gets the vote there. Then we move over to the chases, and I'm quite keen on Endure Responsibly in the 6.30 to make all the running. The Inform Henry de Bromhead, represented by Chisholm Mystery in the 7 o'clock, and hopefully he can duplicate that performance at Tipperary. The two against the field are Survival and Abarta in the 7.30. And in the final race, Willie Mullins, well, he doesn't leave many Irish meetings empty-handed, and I don't expect that to apply here with Asda Furbay. Should justify favouritism in the last.
OK, thank you very much. Remember, you can hear Andy in the William Hill Racing Radio studio today from 1:50pm alongside Sam Turner and Kevin O'Malley. We're at Chepstow, Brighton, Newbury, Fontwell, and, of course, that car that we've just previewed at Ballin Road. So do join us from 1:50pm on William Hill Racing Radio for all of the action. Thanks for joining me ahead of the Irish action tonight, Andy, and best of luck.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.